Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk About It today, we have Ralph Friebel. He runs Renaissance Recycling, Recycle Center of North Dakota, and very excited to get it in the community here soon, too. And Ralph, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us here on Let's Talk. Ralph is joining us today because recycling is coming our way, and a lot of residents haven't had recycling in the community before, it's very important that people are learning how recycling works and what it means for them, you know, the costs and what they need to do to prepare for it. So Ralph and I are going to kind of talk a little bit about that. So we should just jump right into it right away. And you've been doing recycling in the community for how long now?
I would say 8, 9 years
about
now.
We
started in 2008.
About 2008 with that. Perfect. And that's kind of really been Jamestown's only recycling for that long.
Correct. It's a voluntary drop-off site.
Yeah.
Where we get residents that drop things off and they have to do the sorting. There are a whole bunch of Gaylord boxes set up.
Yeah.
And then we get a lot of commercial business as well.
Absolutely. So now, you know, recently Jamestown approved entering into a contract with you to do recycling in our community. So that means that all residents in the community will now have curbside recycling, or they will now have residential recycling.
Correct.
Right.
And there are really two pieces of that they're not going to happen at the exact same time, but kind of tied together.
Yeah.
Is the city program to go to automated garbage collection. So every resident will get a new, different cart for garbage, and they will be able to select the size of that container.
Okay.
And then at the same time, they will get a recycling container. It'll be a different color, a light blue color.
Okay.
And that's where all the recycling material will go. And it's something called single stream, which means that they can put all of the recycling items in one container. And then we'll pick it up every other week.
Perfect. So this is going to be a new thing that's going to be integrated hopefully this summer sometime. And Ralph, again, is going to be leading that with Recycle Center of North Dakota. So let's get into some of these questions some of the common questions we've been asked. One that I've heard a lot is, what does this mean for my bill? Am I going to be paying a lot more now that we're having recycling? Or what will I be paying for when recycling is integrated?
Well, it depends on what size of container that you select for garbage.
Garbage container, right.
So you will have a choice of a 32, 64, or 95-gallon garbage container, and the cost of that will be different. So the smallest one is $13.60 per month, the middle-sized one is $15.70 per month, and the largest one is $17.80 per month.
Okay.
Included in that fee is the recycling fee. So the fact is, most people, I think, will probably see a very small drop in their fee.
Yeah.
And it depends on whether they're currently renting the container from the city or not.
Right.
That's the whole fee. There's
and
no additional
the whole fee.
Right.
And that goes under not utility, right? Or is
it's part of the water
it
bill.
It is part of the water
it's
bill.
It's part of the you pay water, garbage, sewer,
everything under
I think
that.
Mosquito.
That's right.
It's part of that bill.
Okay, perfect. So that clears that up, hopefully, for you know, our listeners maybe who have been confused by that or anything like that. What are some other frequently asked questions that you get that you'd like to talk about, Ralph?
Well, there are a whole bunch of them.
I'm sure.
The different size containers seem to be an issue. And because we're only going to be picking up every other week, I hope that everybody just takes a 95-gallon container. Mm-hmm. We will offer a 65-gallon container, but it's going to be somebody's going to have to convince me that that's what they really need. And there
right,
are some
right.
people that that's all they'll need.
Right.
But for the most part, if you think about all the cardboard that you get that will go in this container, milk jugs that aren't crushed, it doesn't take long to fill up a 95-gallon container.
Yeah.
And it looks big to start with.
Right.
But once you start using it and putting everything that's recyclable, you know, all your cans, aluminum cans, soup cans, basically everything that's recyclable, all the paper, all of that can go into the container, and it really won't take that long to fill up.
One other thing that's kind of been brought up too, Ralph, is how difficult will it be for people who have never recycled before to get into this mindset of this is recyclable, this is not, I can put this in this bin, but not in this bin?
Well, we're going to try to make that as easy as we can.
Yeah.
There are two ways we're going to do that. One is when the carts are delivered, we will have a brochure so to speak, that will be included with the package of information along with a calendar. And that will have very specific instructions on what goes in the can and what doesn't.
Awesome.
And then, of course, everything else is garbage.
Yeah, right.
There will also be a label on the lid of the container that will also have specifics about, you know, the cans and bottles and et cetera, and not, for example, glass. We won't accept glass in the single stream for a couple of reasons. We can talk about that in a minute. But I think it'll be pretty easy for people to tell what is recyclable. And then, of course, everything else goes in the garbage can. The more you recycle, obviously, the smaller garbage container you can select, which will lower your fee.
And that's hoping to get more people involved with doing more recycling in our community.
Right. And the whole idea is to keep things out of the landfill, which is getting more and more expensive all the time to operate and then also monitor once you close them.
Absolutely. Ralph Riebel again joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So there will be the curbside recycling, which we're very excited about. There will be recycling pickup in our community. Will residents still be able to drop off?
Yes. And there are a few things that we currently take that aren't going to be allowed in the container. One of them is glass, as I mentioned. And the reason for that is we don't want glass shards. The glass will obviously break and it contaminates the other commodities. So it can get mixed in with paper or cardboard or some of the other things, which cause that to have a lower value. And the other problem is it's difficult for the people that are doing the sorting. We're going to have a manual sorting system. So it's far more dangerous for them to be picking through glass. And so the glass is just something that's not allowed in the container. Okay. So that will be allowed to be dropped off just like it is now and sorted between green, brown, and clear.
Right.
And another big reason for not taking glass is it's just not worth anything. It's worth, shipped to Minneapolis, it's worth $3.50 a ton.
Wow.
Well, it costs $25 or $30 a ton to ship it, so it just isn't worth
it. It's not worth it then. Yep. So that will still be possible for those wondering if they can still drop off glass. You won't be able to put it in the bins for the reasons as you pointed out.
Right. So. And the other things are like hardcover books we currently take. We'll still take those, but they need to be brought to the recycling center. And clothing and shoes we also take.
Okay.
And we don't want those mixed in with the recycling either.
Got it. Perfect. So again, Ralph joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We're talking about recycling for the community of Jamestown. There's tons of other questions that I'm sure we can go over to Ralph. But another big thing that you guys are doing is, and you're teamed up with the beautification committee with the Chamber of Commerce to help put on some of these I want to call them forums, open forums, to learn more information. These are completely free and open to residents who are interested in learning more about recycling.
Yeah, we're calling them educational meetings.
Educational meetings.
But yeah, well, you can call them whatever you want. what we're going to try to do is go through a PowerPoint presentation that spells out how this works, what's going to happen, when you're going to get carts, what they're going to look like. We'll actually have the carts.
They will be available.
Yes. Okay. We have them already, samples of them.
Samples, okay.
And so we'll have those. We'll talk about what can go in the containers and what can't. And of course, we're going to have 10 of these starting next week. The first two that we're advertising are part of the Home and Garden Show, which is being held at the Civic Center next weekend. And one of the sessions will be at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, and the other one will be 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Perfect. And again, those are free. Anybody can come and look at, come and participate in those and learn more about this.
Correct. Yeah. The whole Home and Garden Show is free.
Yeah.
But even the ones that we're going to have, for example, at City Hall or at the library, those are all going to be free
for people to
attend.
As you said, there's a lot of these coming up, but the big ones, the ones that are kind of kicking it off will be at the Home and Garden Show. Is there a place that people can go to learn more about recycling or to get the list of places and dates that these will be, Ralph?
Well, it's been in the paper, but it'll also be on the website.
Okay.
Which should be up
when that's up and running.
Yeah, probably by the middle of next week should be up and running.
Okay, perfect, awesome. Ralph, I can't think of any other questions I have for you. Like I said, we could probably spend another half an hour talking about the frequently asked questions and addressing everything with recycling, but just really something that's been needed in the community for a while.
I've certainly gotten a lot of questions about it and requests for it.
Yeah.
And we've had just a tremendous amount of help from the City Beautification Committee and the Chamber, as you've mentioned, and then companies in town. AgriCover has been great. Newman Signs, Two Rivers Printing have all provided free material printing. It's just been incredible to see.
Yeah.
And then, of course, a whole bunch of individuals.
Right.
And I don't want to start naming names or I'll leave somebody out. But there have been a whole bunch of people that have just been great in helping this whole process.
Absolutely. So, Ralph, we appreciate it. Hopefully, when we're up and running, maybe we'll have you on again or somebody with the beautification committee to talk about it. Is there anything else that you'd like to discuss? Or have I left out anything that you'd like to talk about?
I don't think so at this point. Okay. I think it's important for people to go to the educational meetings. Mm-hmm. That'll give them a huge exposure to what we're doing and how it'll work. I think if they come to those, we'll be in good shape.
Perfect. Well, we're looking forward to it. Recycling going to be in the community of Jamestown this summer. And Ralph, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Great. Thank you.